I'm making now a monument for the Municipal Plaza of Philadelphia, the government of the people.
Government of the People is one of the last sculptures Jack Lipchitz was commissioned to do before he died. Imagine leaving your work and not knowing what's going to happen to it. My name is Muriel Kaplan, a sculptor. I knew Jack Lipchitz and his wife many years ago when we all lived in Westchester, New York.
When Jack Lipchitz died in May 1973, he did not know that the sculpture ever would be put in place. I'm Roberta Tarbell, a research associate at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Government of the People originally was commissioned as part of Philadelphia's Percent for Art Ordinance, which requires that 1% of the city's building project budgets is reserved for works of art.
Philadelphia built an annex to the municipal building.
The architect, Vincent G. Kling and Associates, asked Lipchitz to create a sculpture for the plaza in front.
It's a very difficult thing because so many styles of architecture are around.
He had to come up with a sculpture.
A sculpture his style that would fit in among all those buildings.
The government of the people.
In 1972, Mayor Frank Rizzo was upset with the sculpture, and there are many quotations in the newspapers about his consideration of it as a pile of plaster dropped on the plaza.
I imagine he had in mind something extremely realistic, and this was not.
As you're facing the sculpture with JFK Boulevard and City Hall behind you, a statue of Mayor Rizzo is just to the left of Government of the People. Even now, Rizzo is marching away from the sculpture.
At the time that Jack died, there were three sculptures, one to Philadelphia, one to Columbia University, and one to Jerusalem in Israel, except that they weren't cast yet in bronze.
On his deathbed, Lipchitz asked his wife, Eula, to make sure that his commissions would be completed after his death.
And she kept writing to me about all the problems she was having, mostly financial.
Luckily, the Fairmount Park Art Association stepped forward because the city was going to renege on its promise to put it in place.
If the association had stepped in, it would not have happened.
Fairmount Park Art Association had made an agreement with the city of Philadelphia to take over the completion of the sculpture to make sure it would be ready for the bicentennial in 1976.
It was really quite a triumph. I think Jack would have been extremely proud.